News columnist Jimmy Breslin received a letter today from the .44 caliber killer. Police said that the handwritten letter addressed to Mr. Breslin contained numerous occult symbols, was signed by the madman himself, calling himself the Son of Sam.
Son of Sam.
Hello from the gutters of NYC, which are filled with dog manure, vomit, stale wine, urine, and blood.
Hello, Brian.
Hello from the sewers of NYC, which swallow up these delicacies when they are washed away by the sweeper trucks.
Screw Son of Sam, I'm not cutting my hair.
Hello from the cracks in the sidewalks of New York City, and from the ants that dwell in these cracks and feed on the dried blood that has settled into these cracks. Mr. Breslin, sir, don't think that because you haven't heard from me for a while that I went to sleep. No. Rather, I am still here like a spirit roaming the night.
Thirsty.
Hungry.
Seldom stopping to rest. Anxious to please Sam.
I love my work. Now the void has been filled. He won't let me stop killing until he gets his fill of blood. Tell me, Jim, what will you have for me July 29th? Not knowing what the future holds, I shall say farewell. And I will see you at my next job. Or shall I say, you will see my handiwork at the next job. P.S. Please inform all the detectives working on the case that I wish them luck. Keep them digging. Drive on. Think positive. Here are some clues to help you along. The Duke of Death. The Wicked King Wicker.
That's it.
What the hell are you doing here? Christ's sake, don't you know the Son of Sam is running around? Go find yourself a motel, huh? Get the hell out of here.
The 22 Disciples of Hell. John Wheatley's rapist and suffocator of young girls. In their blood and from the gutter. Sam's creation, .44 caliber, the Son of Sam. The Duke of Death. The Wicked King Wicker.
Fuck you, Wicked King Wicker! Duke of Death, Son of Sam, come and fucking get me! You don't scare me, come and get me! I don't give a fuck!
Honey, what are you doing? Honey,
this is a devil worship, okay? This is a cult. This is mansion shit.
Is somebody outside there?
What if he thinks I saw him, right? What if he fucking thinks that I saw him?
The Son of Sam.
Yes, the fucking Son of Sam.
Well, why would he think you saw him?
The neon light.
subbing in for DJ Mark, and his show dropped the charges. DJ Mark returns next Friday, and every Friday from 12 to 2, spinning vinyl, soul, everything you need in life. Big shouts out to DJ Mark doing his thing in a jacuzzi filled with women, spinning records, spinning prostitutes, and more. DJ Mark returns next Friday and every Friday from 12 to 2. Till then, the big man shines. Check me out Friday mornings, 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. My show's called Spontaneous Innuendos. Let it be known. My name is Farco. Play the game. That at home running man game. So much music, so little time. You belong to the city, is what you heard. Then you heard something from Summer of Sam. Shouts out to all RadioValencia.fm. Crinkle, 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 crinkle. It's okay. We still gonna sprinkle you some tracks from all over this musical universe. Music you heard. Greg Sparrow, Miguel Atwood Ferguson. Whoa. Yeah, that was the song we heard. It wants to pop in again because it's so awesome. Hidden. Who wants to hide it? I don't want to hide anything. You know, it's just everything keeps getting mixed up all at once. But we'll get back to some Ennio Morricone, though. Can't go wrong with some Ennio Morricone. There it is. We had a lot of music up in there. We had, by request, some Itzy with the song Loco. That was going out to the doctor. Out there, listening in Radio Land. Big shouts out to Dr. Baby. Thanks so much. Also, gotta give a big shout out to Amatorta, huh? Amatorta, huh? Is saying, my dookie is so compacted, I have to dig it out of my poor anus with the finger, with my fingers now. I have nightmares. I know who Amatorta, huh, is. What's up, bro? Thanks for listening. That's not the first time I heard that story. Or the last. Shouts out to Dr. Baby. Thank you so much. We also have music from Shoto with the song Vampire. And we had something from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, a tribute to Sly Stone. I hope you liked it. It sounded good. It sounded really, really good. Any last room minute requests coming up, give me a call, 415-766-4428, or go to itsfaco@gmail.com, itsfaco on X. We're winding down, last 30 minutes left of the show, and what are you scared of, guys? There's so many things to be scared of, guys. You know, you scared of those earthquakes that are happening? I know the earthquakes have been happening a lot. I know the East Bay got hit with a bunch of earthquakes maybe a week or two ago. Like 9 of them. There was earthquakes fell in Gilroy, SF, 4.6, 3.2. All of those can be felt. And there's an earthquake going around at Amatorta's, huh? Evidently at his house right now, there's a 9.1 on the sphincter scale going on in his house. Whatever it is, keep on shining, and God bless the toilet for flushing. Gotta give big shout outs to toilets flushing. We appreciate your work. You guys are doing God's work. That's all you can do. But earthquakes going on, man. I felt many earthquakes in my life. You know, a lot of earthquakes happen in October. Just check the facts. Look me up. Fact check me. But a lot of earthquakes happen in October. In my lifetime, at least. So if you want to say, hey, it's not October, we're okay, you could be wrong still. You know? Whenever I seem like I... Because, dude, I'm in an apartment. My neighbors are loud. They walk around, run around, and the building shakes. So it's not always an earthquake. You got to figure out how do you figure out if it's an earthquake? Sometimes it's a small earthquake and you don't know if it really is an earthquake. What I like to do is I look like, you know, you ever had a lamp and it, or a fan and it has a chain on it? I always look at that chain, and if I see it move, I'm like, oh, I think we got an earthquake going on. I think it's happening. Right? That's a good way to figure out if you got an earthquake going on. Stuff hanging. If you have something hanging, look at that. And if you see it move, that's a good clue that you have an earthquake. What are you gonna do? Duck and cover? You know, back in growing up, we had like a barrel with the emergency kit in it. And one of us in that class, one of our jobs is for one of us in that class to take that barrel with all the emergency supplies. And one of us was in charge to take that outside with us. You know? 1989, October 17th, earthquake hit. Did I go under a table? Hell no. That all went out the window. I was running outside like a chicken with his head cut off. You know, and when this earthquake hits, man, will you be ready? Should you be ready? Are you gonna be ready? It's gonna hit us, like it or not, in our lifetime, or maybe your lifetime. Who knows? I felt the earthquake. '89, that's 36 years ago. That was the one. But what are you gonna do? Do you get scared even? It shocks you, man. And every time, here's what I've noticed. Every time after an earthquake, like a good size earthquake, people are a little more wild. Because I think it lets everybody know, hey, we could all be done. It could all be game over at any time. You think every building is up to code? Yeah, right. This building, the lights flicker. There's holes in the wall, holes in the floor, cracks. You think everything's up to code at your spot? Or what about if you're in one of those, in a building where they have Bikram yoga? Is that the one with the hot yoga? You think all that heat is not loosening up the building? Or you think they really made that room fit the heat? Nah. Everything's gonna be okay. What are you gonna do? There's an earthquake happening over there at Amatorta, huh? Whatever it is, earthquake hits, I have my emergency martini shaker. And I'll be making an earthquake teeny. I'll be drinking a quake teeny, baby. And that's going to get shaken naturally. Aftershocks. Ice cold on the rocks. Shaken. Quaking. Not stirred. Whatever it is, it'll get everybody all right. And I'm scared of Mother Nature. We all should be scared of Mother Nature. I respect it. It'll take me out quick. You better have your emergency kit filled with floaties, because you could use those floaties to float in the ocean while it's in the city. Y'all can be afraid of nuclear war, but natural disasters are the master blaster. Let it be known, I'm a torta, huh? And everyone else. Let it be known. That's why I say, when the earthquake hits, you might survive, but the earthquakes are not gonna let the toilet flush anymore. That's when it's scary. The toilet is not flushing. What the heck? I'm a torta, huh? He's stuck with a finger in his ass. You want nightmares? That's the nightmare. Cook the food in the fridge.
Yes, you are.
Get in the sea. You're all going to die. With your floaties. Find out what could go wrong. Hey, and dude, you guys are going to be like, if you haven't felt an earthquake, guys, ever in your life, it's going to be fun. You're in for a big surprise. A surprise. All right. Whatever earthquake hits, it's going to be on. Shouts out to all RadioValencia.fm. Enough of me. Let's get back into the music. Get ready for the earthquakes that can shake the foundation of your houses and buildings. You be ready. Get that emergency kit going on. Remember, we don't have any control. And here's the song, Control by Thice, Machine Drum, Holly, and Salvador. Breed, along with Veer. This is Control. We don't have any. Straight to your brains. Shouts out to all. Radio. Valencia.
Let's escape.
You want us to bring that?
No. Let's roll.
You better get dressed.
Boy. Oh, man. The sweet taste of freedom. We got a ride?
This is it.
Huh?
Right here.
Oh, man.
You get to drive it.
Oh, okay. There's no leg room here.
Yeah. Tight back here. I just banged my head.
The hell with your leg room? I'm 6'2". Let's go.
Hey, situation is not ideal.
You're a master.
Yeah, I was.
You are.
I was.
You don't forget that stuff.
You're a master, Hirsch.
4 minutes ago, you were sitting in a dying house. Now you're sitting in this beast of a car, you know. The situation's okay.
All right. Give me the key.
There's no key.
Don't fuck around. Give me the key.
It's new. It's a button.
It's automatic.
The button.
A button?
You push computers. The
button. Here?
Yeah. You put your foot on the brake at the same time.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Can we go now?
Well, it's a million dials here. I never saw these before. Man, this is like the future.
So, Hirsch, what have you been doing since the last time I saw you?
Grieving, mostly.
Yeah, me too.
A different kind, I guess.
Hey, I'm sorry for your loss. I'm sorry about Julie.
Well, you know, she was in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
What do you say?
So, how's your health?
Well, they took something out of me a couple of months ago.
What'd they take out?
I don't know. I didn't ask. It's none of my business. But I'm a little more streamlined now. A little more aerodynamic. Which way's the highway?
Not the highway, Hirsch.
Which way's the highway? I'm not going to ask again. Go left.
Go left, young man. Go left! So I got into gardening.
Where, in the joint?
Yeah.
Yeah, Julie was into that.
No.
Yeah.
I got quite a little green thumb, fellas.
I'm not surprised.
Whoa! I knew a guy got out, committed a crime, in order to get back in so we could see how his garden was doing.
Sounds like you loved it, too.
Loved it. I love it. I mean, I still do.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. What?
Don't worry. I can lose him.
I got parole today. We're driving in a stolen car, and I imagine you're carrying a weapon.
I am. So?
So, I'm already fucked 5 ways to Sunday. Let's rumble!
We got two of them.
I can see.
Hirsch, remember the time in that shitbox car with the Chinaman?
Yeah, I do.
I think you should do that again.
You do, huh?
I do. Nice driving, by the way.
Thanks.
I mean, you still got it, buddy.
Yeah, I do, don't I?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was intense. I got a rush.
Hey, I threw up in my mouth.
So when'd you get out, Val?
Today.
Today?
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Oh, yeah, that's dark.
No kidding.
Yeah.
We got sprung on the same day. It's nice you can share that.
28 years.
28 fucking years. You did your time like a man, Val. You were stand up all the way.
You and Doc would have done the same.
Well, I would like to think so.
It's possible. Either way is possible. But
You did it, Val.
True. I can't believe you guys didn't work together all this time.
No. Clapham's retired us. That was that.
And it was.
He can't forgive himself, so everybody else has got to pay.
So what do you want to do now you're out, Val?
I always wanted to finish high school. Learn more about the human condition. How about you, Hirsch? Is there anything in this life that you haven't done that you would like to have a chance to do?
Two girls at the same time.
That's very doable, no, Doc?
Yeah, done and done.
Valencia. Remember, DJ Mike returns next Friday and every Friday from 12 to 2. And check me out Friday mornings, 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. My show is called Spontaneous Innuendos. It's about that time. It's all over. Shots out to my moms. My dad, my sister, my brothers, my nephews, nieces, cousins, aunts, uncles. Shots out to me, abuelita. I love her and miss her so much. Shots out to my moms again. I love her so much. Shouts out to Mr. P forever. Shouts out to Double B forever. Till next time, my name is Faco. And I am now saying the toilet is now flush.